My name is Rudy Edmond, and I want to discuss in this set of slides an overnight at Dompke Lake. So the picture you see on the screen before you now is Dompke Lake. And Dompke Lake lies about 1,000 feet below us here at Holden Village, and I'm a little more than 1,000 feet above Lake Chelan. And it's only about 10 miles from Holden Village proper. The way you get there is to take the bus down to the dock and then hike up to the lake if you wish to go from Holden Village itself. You can see in this picture where Dompke Lake would be, Lake Chelan in the foreground and Dompke Mountain in the middle of the picture. And to the left of Dompke Mountain is a saddle, and in that saddle lies Dompke Lake. It's a scooped out part where the glacier moved through and eroded a hole which is approximately 90 feet deep in terms of the water that's in Dompke Lake. It lies just above Dompke Falls, which you see as you come up the lake in the Lady of the Lake. And this falls is the water that's draining out of the lower end of Dompke Lake. There is another way to get to Dompke Lake, and that is by plane. Since the lake is large enough, can accommodate these small float planes, and people frequently come to Dompke Lake by means of these planes. If you board the plane at Chelan, the Chelan Airways will book you to Dompke Lake, let you out at this dock, and then if you wish, you can stay as long as you like, and they'll come back and pick you up and bring you back to Chelan. This is the view of Dompke Lake as you're approaching it by plane, and you can see that it's a relatively large lake and has vegetation right down to the shoreline, which is ideal from the point of view of scenery and also for fishing, because it provides a lot of food for the fish that are in here. Here, however you come, either if you hike or come in by plane, you come to this dock, and at this point you can rent a boat, and that's the proper way to fish Dompke Lake, because it's difficult to get down to the shore. As you can see back of these people, the vegetation comes right down to the edge, and it's hard to get your line in the water unless you have a boat and can then fish into the bank, which is the best way to approach it. If you come in by plane, then you can rent this cabin or another cabin that's right next door to it. And there are only two cabins available, and they're only available through the Chelan Airways that books flights in here. So this is the cabin you would come to. And inside, you can see it's a very interesting cabin. It's rather primitive. You can see daylight in almost any direction you look. So it's not airtight by any means, and not critter-proof either. So occasionally you have problems with mice and chipmunks and gophers and or ground squirrels and that sort of thing. But that's part of the fun of being there. Good cooking, of course, and wood stove, old-fashioned wood stove with the necessary pots and pans and dishes, so it's an ideal place to come and settle in and enjoy conversation and fishing and time together. Right outside of the cabin is a nice picnic table which faces onto the lake and in the shadow of the trees, so it's an ideal spot for dining, especially when the weather is good and the fishing is good. This is a good place to enjoy your fish dinner. Conversation, of course, is a part of fishing, and particularly when we get together, young and old, we have lots of fun reminiscing and swapping stories and enjoying the lake itself. So this is the picnic table facing on to Dompkey Lake. Early in the morning when you wake up, the sunrise beckons you on to the lake, and this is an ideal time to be out fishing. So you get in the boats and make way for a day of sport on the lake. If you're coming to Dompkey Lake from Holden Village, the thing to do is to pack up your gear, as you see being done here. Meet the bus at 10:45 in the morning and go down with the bus at 10:45. Then you get off the bus and start your way up the trail from the dock area down by Lake Chelan. Here we are down at the lower end of the road, and this is the shelter cabin right down by our Holden dock, and you can see that we're ready to head up the trail. You need your sleeping gear and a tent so that you can stay overnight, because when you go up to the lake, the thing you would do is stay overnight and then come back the next day and come by this same point and meet the bus, which will go back up the hill and bring you back to Holden Village. First, you cross Railroad Creek. This you do by means of this bridge, and that'll bring you onto the Dompkey Lake Trail, just beyond the bridge. And as you see here on the sign, the sign says Dompkey Lake, 3 miles. So it's approximately 3 miles to where you see the lake for the first time. You start up the trail, and the first part of the trail takes you through a cut which was made actually by some of the early prospectors in the hopes that they were going to build a railroad track up through here. And this is actually a piece of what they started out to prepare as a railroad grade. Now it's the trail, a part of the trail, on up to Dompkey Lake. As you rise just a little ways above the lake, you have an excellent view of Lake Chelan. You're looking here at the upper end of the lake, and just beyond where the lake bends would be Stehekin, and there you would be in the North Cascades National Park. You pass beyond that point and through this gate, and then on the trail you proceed up the mountain on an excellent trail, which is wide and well prepared, well kept, so that the hike is a good steady one. You climb, of course, some, and the grade is gentle, and so if you take your time, this is an easy trail to negotiate. You can see that you walk through trees here and beautiful shrubs. Not a lot of flowers along this trail. They're down a little too low, and there's too much shade along the trail. So you see lots of shrubs and beautiful trees on this particular hike, but not so many flowers. As you get higher above the lake, you have another view of Lake Chelan, the upper end of it. And out in the lake at this point, you can see the Lady of the Lake is moving on up in the direction of Stehekin. At the pretty much the highest point at which you get a good view out and see the lake, this is the way Lake Chelan appears before you. And just that hike and the scenery that you encounter as you go along makes for an excellent outing, and one that's not too difficult for a family to negotiate. As you come to the top of the ridge, just before you enter the basin where Dompke Lake is, you come to this sign, and the trail parts here. One direction to the right goes on to Emerald Park, and to the left you go to Dompke Lake, which is less than a mile from this point. And you're through with most of the climbing, and so now you'll soon drop into where the lake is visible. The next thing you come across will be this cabin, which is new and is the home of a family that takes care of the boats up here and also the cabins, so that they're maintained as a part of the joint venture with the Chelan Airways that brings people in by plane. When you come to the campground just beyond the dock, you have this kind of a view of the lake, and there are two excellent campgrounds. The first one you come to is this one, which has picnic tables and good tent sites and facilities that you will be interested in. And then you can go on, if you wish, deeper for about a half a mile along the lake and come to another camp, which is also an excellent spot. From the campsites, you have good view of the lake, and it's also a place where I would encourage you to bring your bathing suit, because there is a little beach area and places where you can get in the water here and enjoy a good swim. The lake is a little warmer than the lakes up the valley from here. Hart and Holden Lake are very cold, but Dompke Lake tends to warm up a little more because it's lower and there's some shallow water near shore where you can swim. A campsite, this is one of the campsites right on the lake, and you can see that you have an excellent fireplace and also a nice spot to view the lake and to view the scenery beyond. Another campsite is this one, a little further into the shade of the trees and so on, but a beautiful spot. If you enjoy fishing, this is probably the best place you can go to fish, because all of the fish in this lake are rainbow trout, and they are available, and particularly from a boat. You can either fish with a fly rod or with salmon eggs or with lures or whatever you prefer. Or you can rent a boat with a motor and troll for fishing. If you like to camp a little further back into the woods, this is one of the campsites that I prefer because of the shadows and the protection from the big trees. And so it makes an ideal spot to camp overnight. Out on the lake, this is one of the rowboats, and you can see there's a motorboat on the other side of it. And we're prepared for a day of fishing on the lake. Here again, you see the dock and the vegetation along the lake. And you can see that it would be an ideal spot for all kinds of fishing, fly casting or whatever you like. All of the fish that you will catch at Dompke Lake will be rainbow trout. And they tend to be nice size because there's lots of food, and it's a good place for fish to grow. And the lake is large enough so that they have the option of deep water and shallow water and a great variety of food. When you have cleaned your fish and are ready to bring them home, if you're coming back to Holden Village, it's a good idea to put them into some kind of a creel that you can soak down, and as you're walking down from the lake, let the sun evaporate the water, and that will keep the fish cool until you get down to the dock where you meet the bus that's coming in to bring passengers to the Lady of the Lake, and then you can take the bus back to Holden Village, and your fish can go to the kitchen for preparation, and you can enjoy the results of your efforts on the lake in that way. Here, early in the morning, again, before you leave, again, you have a morning's fishing after sleeping overnight in the campground or staying in the cabin, whichever you do, and then get out early in the morning and fish until about noon, and that will give you time enough to take the trail back down to the dock and catch the bus back to Holden Village. The lake is for old as well as for the young, and it's a wonderful place for families to come together, and so it's a great place to enjoy the relaxation of the water and the lake, and if you just want to go up there for boating or for swimming or for sitting under a tree and reading a book, it's an ideal spot to be and have an overnight experience. It's the most comfortable overnight that you can arrange from Holden Village proper. You have to remember that you must have your own sleeping bag. You can rent a tent, and you can perhaps even rent some fishing gear. But you do need equipment to stay overnight. And for the young as well as the old, this is a good place for fishing and a good place to enjoy family and company on the lake. Last summer, I had the opportunity to bring my little grandson up there, who is only 5 years old, and he made the hike and carried his own little pack. And when he got up there, he was fortunate enough to catch a nice rainbow trout. So at this point, he's talking about Domke Lake and waiting for the chance to get back with Grandpa on the lake. Now, with visiting is over and the fishing trip is over, and it's time to pack up again and start down the trail. And you take the boat back to the dock if you're camping, or if you're hiking, you know, you break up camp and then start in the direction of the trail or the dock and back to your campsite, saying goodbye to the lake, but knowing that when you come back here at any time, you'll find an ideal spot to have a family overnight or private hike, whatever you like. This is the trail back home, and soon we'll be back down at the dock. And at the dock, you'll either meet the bus or meet the plane, and then this concludes your trip and your overnight to Domke Lake. And I would recommend it to you very highly, and check with the hike house, and they can give you help and also provide you with food and various kinds of information that you will need. Thank you. This is the end of the slides on the program titled Domke Lake Overnight. Thank you. My name is Rudy Edmond, and this will conclude this presentation. Thank you.